I want to talk to you today about how to attract and maintain health in your body. How to attract and maintain health in your body. Okay, I want you to get that down. Another statement I want to make is developing consciousness of supernatural health, knowing how to live in the spirit of health. It's up there for you to look if you want to write it. Developing consciousness. You're going to find out your consciousness and your soul has a divine role to play, where your mind and your will and your conscience can function together to agree with your spirit, which give commands to your body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to listen real close now, yes, because sir. this is a little further than we've been before.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but I see we're missing something. We're missing because our soul is untamed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we have to learn how to tame and train,
yes,
our soul to attract health, but to maintain health. We've been getting healed, but we need to know that health is a lifestyle,
yes, sir.
Not healing.
Yes, right.
All right, you got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now developing consciousness of supernatural health, which is given to us by God, and knowing how to live in the spirit of health is very important. Knowing how to live in the spirit of health. Health just belongs to me.
Yes,
and no matter what you're dealing with, you look at it and tell it the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, here's where we have not mastered health.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The disease make you think disease.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus taught us, as well as take no thought for tomorrow, sufficient is the evil thereof. He wants you to use your thought properly. And thought is a part of the mind. The mind is a part of the soul.
Yes, sir. Yes.
See, God's mind, God's will, God's mind, God's will, God's conscious, or consciousness of God, is in your soul.
Yes, sir.
So the system have trained us to think against God and against ourselves. We think sickness is some type of master.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or sickness is some kind of demon that you got to control. Mm-hmm. No, sickness in your spirit, all you have in your spirit is health.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Health is a gift and a grace. Write it down. Health is a gift and a grace that come from God that can't be taken from you if you don't let it go.
Yes, sir.
See, now we got to reverse the curse here.
Yes, sir.
In this class, these are health conferences.
Yes, sir.
And we're reversing the curse.
Yes, sir.
And you cannot reverse the curse, watch this now, with your spirit only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
With prayer only.
Yes, sir.
Because what happened, your thinking interrupt your prayer.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. That's good, sir.
That's why the Bible says in Romans 12:2. Be not conformed,
yes,
but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove whether that good, acceptable, watch it, and perfect will of God. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is health.
Yes.
Not just healing, health.
Right.
See, we've been trained by our families so long and by the church so long that we got to get in healing line, healing line, healing line.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with the healing line, but my God, it's the time to get out the line and lay.
Yeah, right,
it's time
right.
for you to be the hand
right.
layer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right?
Yeah.
And so now, what you think, I want you to get that. What you think is what you're going to get.
Yes, sir. That's yes, right. Sir. Right, right.
Come on.
See, you're going to have to think help.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to make your mind think help.
Yes.
Based on the word of God.
Sir.
Renew your mind, say, body, you are a healthy body.
Yes, yes.
sit down sometime and talk with it.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to walk in help.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right? So now we have thinking, drinking, and eating.
Yeah.
We got to be in control of all this. It's not only what go in your mouth, it's what go in your mind.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Not only what go in your mind, watch me, is what's coming out your mouth.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Who you're holding conversation with? What are you all talking about?
Yeah.
Are you constantly telling people about what you have?
The Lord.
Why confess what you have and you don't want it?
Right, right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So now, so you're bombarded by advertisement. About sickness. You know, you're going to sit down and watch TV every now and then, but my God, they'll bombard you. Somebody got to be sick, but it don't have to be you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, the pharmaceutical, the food industry, the insurance company, because they won't pay for herbs, they'll pay for medicine.
Yeah,
that's true,
sir.
That's why I told you need to get your money.
Right.
They ain't got to pay for mine. I'm going to get it myself.
Right. Yes, sir. Come on,
and a lot more of you all in here.
Sir.
All right. Another thing, very important, how to come in harmony with your health. How to come in harmony with your health. Come in agreement with your health. See? So now you're dealing with spiritual truth. You're dealing with a renewed mind on health. Actually, what you're dealing with, I think I told it to you already, but I want you to write down health prosperity.
Right. Yeah. Health prosperity.
See, health is a major prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That you prosper in your body, as God said.
That's right.
But you will never prosper in your body in health if your thoughts contaminated.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Who listened to me?
Right here, right here.
Yes, sir.
Who guilty? See, we think about sickness more than we think about health.
Yes, sir.
We talk about sickness more than we talk about health.
Right. Yes, sir.
So we got our mind tripping.
Yeah.
We're talking about your inner mind, you understand?
Yeah.
There's a mind on inside of you that can think the thoughts of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got health prosperity down there?
Yes, sir.
Health prosperity. Health is a major part of prosperity. Mm-hmm. All right, now. Watch what goes in your mouth and watch what come out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Watch what goes in your mind.
Right.
Watch what come out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to read 3 John in a minute, but I want to give you these on the first page. Here are some major capsules of revelation will tell you how to change the way you think. How to mobilize your uncapped resources. How to direct your thoughts in productive channels. And this lesson will spell out the things you should avoid dwelling there upon. The things that you should avoid dwelling upon. Even though your blood pressure may be high, you see it low. Don't dwell on it. Don't even tell my blood pressure high, baby. No. See, my blood pressure is exactly like I want it. Now listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. This is so important. What happened within will manifest without.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Your health is on the inside of you. But you got to believe it. You got to think it. And no matter what disease or sickness are in the rampage, it can't stop you. It will. What you think on the inside will come on the outside.
Yes.
So you must unfold. Now get that word unfold. Write the word unfold.
Yes,
You must see, you're not trying to find something that don't exist. Yes. It's there, but it must be unfolded.
Yes, sir.
So you must unfold your health from inside.
Yes.
Say this. I must unfold my health.
I must unfold my health.
From the inside.
From the inside.
You'll never get it on the outside.
Yeah.
The health as well as sickness is an effect.
Okay.
The cause is on the inside of you. So the disease you carry, you caused it. So if I caused it, I can change it.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, we won't put it on Satan, but see, Satan is powerless.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. When it comes down to you, he's powerless. He has no effect. Behold, I give you power to trade on my servant and scribe. The power of the enemy should do what?
No harm.
Don't you think sickness is a harm?
Yes, sir.
What, didn't God say he couldn't do it?
Right.
He can't do it.
Right. That's right.
Somewhere you will talk in to coming into agreement.
Yeah.
That'd be a family thing. He's running the family. Run it out the family. You won't run. You don't run. Don't run in. Run out.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. All right. Now, the scriptures we're going to read, I want to establish the fact how important it is, not only what you say, it's what you think. I want to educate your soul, educate your mind, because you see what 3 John says here? This is powerful. Verse 2, look what it said. I mean, we've been reading. Beloved,
yeah.
Apostle John, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
Yeah.
In health.
Yeah.
Now, I won't say something else. I won't say something. Mm-hmm. Even as you think, yeah. Even as you will,
yeah.
Even that you are conscious of.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. See? See? All of you all, anybody in this room or been in these classes, have any attack on your body, it's been changing since you came in this class.
Yes.
The first day you came in this class,
yes, sir,
it started changing.
Yes. Amen. No doubt. Yes, sir.
See, you have to unfold your health. You have to develop your health.
Yes.
You have to possess your health.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
In your thinking.
Yes, sir.
In your soul. You see, it's like this. It's the Holy Spirit. It is your spirit recreated. Mm-hmm. And it's your soul before you get to your body.
Right. Yes.
So your soul has to be in connection with your spirit.
That's
properly.
Yeah.
Taking the thoughts of God from your spirit.
Yeah.
And thinking that. And nobody can stop it.
Right.
I want to say something to you. Look at me. You're the most powerful creature that walk the face of the earth.
Yes, sir.
You're made in his image.
Yes, sir.
And you have his power.
Yes.
On the inside of you. At your command.
Yes.
He made it that way.
Yes, sir.
So stop feeling sorry for yourself. And take your rightful place.
Yes, sir.
And take back.
Take back.
The kingdom of heaven suffered. Violent for the violent, take it by force.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
These divine forces, righteousness, faith, anointing,
yeah,
all of these are divine forces. Your spirit and your mind can operate in divine forces. Demanding this world, demanding satanic power. Demanding anything that is up against you, it has to obey you. The Lord said it will obey you.
Right.
Speak to the mountain, he said. It will obey you. It has no choice. But we're tripping in our mind.
Yeah.
We thank one thing and pray something else.
My God.
Your prayer, your Bible reading, your confession, gonna have to line up with your thinking.
Yes, sir.
The fiery dot, my wife and I were talking, the fiery dots come for your thinking.
That's right, absolutely, yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Just think about how much we talk about sickness and disease.
Yes, sir.
All the time.
Yeah.
Then the advertisement on
yeah.
TV
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Now, notice this, even as thy soul knoweth, even as thy mind knoweth, even as thy will knoweth, even as thy conscience knoweth. Let's take this up. Take God's word and develop a health consciousness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Romans 9:1. Turn there with me. Romans 9:1. Take God's word and develop a health consciousness. What I say?
Take God's word and develop a health consciousness.
Not one person in this room will be left sick. In these conferences, no, you're going to know what to do.
That's right.
You got the goods on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
All I'm going to do is stir it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Not one person in this room.
Not one. Yeah.
Going to remain sick.
Right.
I was meditating before I came here, and the Lord told me about health angels.
Yeah, wow.
Say, oh, not they all minister spirit? Send forth the minister what?
Yes, sir.
Turn to that scripture. We'll come back to that. Go. What is that? Hebrews 1. Go to that, what those angels. Are not they all minister spirit sent forth the minister what? Two or four? What scripture?
114.
What? Are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Yeah.
Are you an heir of salvation?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll give you one glimpse of this. If I got it right, I didn't even read it. But in the 5th chapter of John, didn't that angel came down and stirred the pool?
Yes, right.
Wasn't that an angel?
Yes, it was.
As soon as God told me it was held angel, he took me to that text.
Yeah. Wow.
I never heard him mention.
No. Come on, Apostle.
Come on, Apostle.
All of us have a health angel. Stirring up the pool.
Yeah.
For your health.
Yeah.
But you have to be in agreement with him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mentally, yes, sir.
In your thinking.
Yes, sir.
In your consciousness.
Yeah.
Now go back to Romans 9:1. Let's develop, take God's word and develop a health consciousness, because what you're doing, you're not trying to get God to send health. You're unfolding a health you already have.
Yeah.
Every one of you, as far as God's concerned, you're healthy.
Yeah, already.
God designed you to be healthy.
Yeah.
And then he gave you the forces for you to maintain your health.
Yeah.
If some way it walk away, you attract it back.
Yes.
So I'll say this. Everyone in this room and everyone, I haven't forgot you, on TV, you are becoming what you call a health magnet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Health wanna come to your body. Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ. It sure is in Christ, all right.
Yes, sir.
But I lie not.
Yeah.
See, we've been taught lies.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
About our ability to be whole.
Yeah.
W-H-O-L-E. Yeah. And be well. We done tried every system and forgot God's system.
Yeah.
Well, we pray, you know. We pray and say something. You my healer. Mm-hmm. Then you go and call 3 people. Say, I don't feel good today, God. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. You see, now when he said my conscience, he's saying my soul.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he's
sir.
Saying my mind, my inner mind, my thinking.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Can y'all see this?
Yes, sir.
Let me say it the way you remember it. Your spirit is traveling, your soul is tripping.
Mm.
You have to get your soul in a position it can travel with your spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then they're both traveling with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And the results of the manifestation or the demonstrations comes to your body. When a health demonstration comes to your body from the inside of you, satanic forces can't stop it.
Right. Yes.
Wow. See? Because when a health transaction comes, it's operating in resurrection power.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
My.
Now, I'm hearing this in the spirit. Satan does not have the trigger on your health. Pharmaceuticals does not have the trigger on your health. Hospital doesn't have the trigger to your health.
Right, right.
Even though I respect them.
Yeah.
The trigger for your health is inside of you.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
I'm gonna teach you how to pull it.
Yes, sir.
See. So now let's go back to Psalm 139, verse 14, because all of them are acquainted with acquaintance with your soul. Psalm 139, 14. I want you to look at that. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right. Yeah.
Marvelous are thy work.
Right. Yeah.
Don't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing if it can be tricked out of you.
Right.
Yes, sir.
See, that last statement is so powerful.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want you to get this.
Yes, sir.
I'll praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Don't mean nothing. Now, your spirit knows that.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, you don't have to teach your spirit that. But you have to teach your soul.
Yes.
Because the psalmist said, and that my soul knows right well.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And my soul is knowing right well.
Right.
Being well is right.
Yes.
That's it.
Being sick is wrong.
Right. Yes, come on, Apostle.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as being broke.
Yeah.
Being broke is wrong.
Right.
Being wealthy is right. Why you think God had me teach no money, teach no money, so you can have some money to buy what you need?
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
I know I have to teach this. I have to go here. Before I get any more points, I have to go here because I have to get it synchronized in our being to a point that it's just a part of us. That any robbery that is taking place in your life is a soul robbery.
Yes, sir.
When the soul is robbed, the body is automatically robbed.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yes,
I need y'all to write that. I don't see none of y'all writing. When the soul, because y'all think y'all know this, but you're still sick.
Yes.
When the soul is robbed, the body is automatically robbed. Because the transaction of wholeness and wellness and healing and health and manifestation and creation and demonstration must pass through your soul before it can get to your body.
Yes, sir.
Nothing happened on the outside unless the soul say amen.
Yes, sir.
That's why it got to be trained.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's designed for you to train it.
Yes.
You and God and the Holy Spirit train it. But the church have not known that.
Yes, sir. Right.
See. Many of you all will go right to your health as you change your thinking.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
When thought of sickness and disease come to your mind, shut it down.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Say, no, I'm healthy. Me.
Yes, sir. Right. That's right.
No, I'm healed.
Yes, sir.
This is God body. This is my body. This is God body. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's right.
Right.
I could stop right now. That's, if you listen to me, if you got that,
yes.
I don't have to worry about you no more.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, because you already held it.
Yes, sir.
Your body tripping and lying to you.
Yes.
Because your soul got the wrong signal.
Right. Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow.
But I'm putting the right signal in your soul now.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
What did it profit a man to gain the whole world? Lose his soul. See, he need to have that soul to operate.
Yeah.
Hope is an anchor to your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your soul need to be anchored. That's in Peter. Your soul need to be anchored. Through patience, you possess your soul.
Right. Yes, sir.
Why would he talk so much about the soul?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Whole lot of things going on up there.
Right.
That's right.
You remember? If you follow me in the financial message, I got to a place I used to be preaching all the time.
Yes, sir.
And I said, I'm trying. Let me try to think, bro.
Yeah, think, bro.
Can't do it.
See, because my soul flushed out.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Ah, that's good.
Brokenness is flushed out of my soul.
Yeah.
I would never think broke another day in my life.
Come on, Apostle.
Because I have already trained my soul in not being broke.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
Same way about hell.
Yes, sir.
Your body will not get sick because your soul don't believe in it.
Come on, Apostle.
Say it, my soul don't believe in sickness.
Not no more.
I'm going to see about this thing. You see it?
Yes.
Now, just like God has no respect of person,
yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Wow.
He have no respecter of these man-made diseases.
Yes, sir. Yeah, come on, Apostle. That's exactly what they say. Yes, sir.
They are man-made diseases with prescription.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Prescription. That's strong. Come on, Apostle.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. I'm going to say this. This is going to blow you away. But I want you to be a blow away from sickness and disease. And you know I'm talking about Jesus. I know he is the great physician.
Yes, sir.
But even along with Jesus, there are doctors on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Your liver is a doctor.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Your kidney is a doctor.
Yes, sir.
Why when you cut yourself, you don't go to the doctor and you get healed? Why you bump your leg, a bruise come and the bruise leave?
Yeah.
You got a doctor on the inside of you.
Yeah.
But we left that doctor
right. And
went to man doctor.
Yeah.
And our mindset is I got to go to the doctor.
Yeah, come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Right.
So now you believing in the doctor more than you believe in God.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, don't feel bad. They train you that way.
Yeah.
They brainstorm you to bleed.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Every time you get a little pain, you run.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on, Apostle. Yes, oh, this is a signal for your body, from your body, something wrong.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you ate the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And the organs up there said, we don't want no more of this now, so
right.
Give her a little pain somewhere so she can come to our senses.
Yeah.
What you going to do? Get an Alka-Seltzer like I used to do.
Yeah.
Or get some tomb, and they tell you on it, eat all you want, Tom, yeah, whatever it is. Sometimes my miswords are real powerful.
Yeah.
Lift it up. And we're trying to drown the misery, you see.
Yeah.
So let's go to the 143rd Psalm. I want to pick some verses out. I want to explain some things to you. In that psalm, and then I'm going to give you some more pointers.
Yes, sir.
Are you up with me thus far?
Yes, sir.
I want you to look with me in the third verse of that 100. I'm going straight to the point. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. I heard you, Holy Spirit. You know what the Holy Spirit just told me when I read that first time? Sickness is a persecution.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It make you miserable. It make your family miserable.
Yes, sir.
I was sitting in a movie, and I was I'm taught not to look at sickness, and people can't walk and all that. I turned my head. Unless I can help them. But we were sitting in the movie, and a man aimed to get up, Jesse and Carol and I and Kathy, and a man aimed to get up. And I saw his wife. She had to reach over and help him. And I saw he couldn't hardly walk. Then when he got to the bottom, he got on one of them things he had to push. And I thought about it. That's where I was going. If I didn't get my crazy mind straight and recognize that God want me to walk on out of here. So I'll tell you right now, if you can't help it, when you see her pushing down and grunting and stuff, turn your head. If you can't help them, just turn your head because you don't want to get that in your system.
Come on, apostles.
Don't dwell on something you don't want. Your sorry ain't going to help them.
Right.
Well, I feel so sorry for them.
Come on, apostle.
And you have to know, and I'm going to get off of this, you have to know that person is a part of their own problem.
Come on, apostle.
I've seen people like that just eat fried chicken, just sit there and laugh and talk, get up on them walk and walk on out. I didn't really know like I know then. But it wasn't the devil the problem. It was the fried chicken. Oh, who saw the what the FDA?
Oh, yeah.
How many of y'all saw what the FDA said about chicken? 70% of chicken got cancer.
Wow.
Well, if you want to play Russian roulette, go ahead and eat a piece.
Yeah.
I think this is a good piece. Eat it then.
Yeah, go ahead. That's right.
Man, the FDA, when they said that's a force that had to be said. For the enemy, verse 3, for the enemy has persecuted my soul, so he has smitten my life down to the ground. That sounds like sickness, disease, death. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Now, that voice got all kind of sickness and disease up in it. And they tell you where it come from, where it came from. What? Persecute, what do you persecute? So what do they mean to persecute? What else? My thinking. My will. My consciousness. Of my inward power. Over him. He can't attack my spirit. You see where the church been left out? You're thinking. Train your thinking. Think what God said.
Yes, sir.
Don't think what your body think. Tell your body what to think.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Verse 4. Now, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. That word heart is your soul. So you got a ruined soul and an overwhelmed spirit. Because the spirit is overwhelmed because it can't get through your soul to manifestation. Because your soul is persecuted. And I'm gonna say another word now. Don't rock that, man. Because your soul is ignorance. The system and Satan is having a party. Verse 6. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. It says, so Lord, I mean, Paul, think about that. See, my soul is thirsty for your ways. Verse 7. Oh, my goodness. Verse 7. Oh, my goodness. Is this possible? What in the world is this verse talking about? Yeah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. What? Wow. Why? Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Yeah. What do you mean his spirit faileth?
Wow.
His spirit failed to be able to get through because his soul is in a jam.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The spirit has the goods.
Right.
Your spirit,
yes, sir.
Your born-again spirit, yes, has all the good that the Holy Spirit put in it.
Yes, sir.
But it can't come outside. It can't manifest in your body unless your soul get the thinking right.
Yes.
Hold on, y'all. See, y'all so spiritual. Y'all get all goosebumps with spiritual stuff. This is spiritual, too. This is a revelation of what's blocking you from receiving what you've been praying about the last 33 years. You pray about it and think it out. Bombarded with unbelief from the system.
Yes, sir.
Oh, when they say everybody got it? No, everybody ain't got it. I don't got it.
Come on, Pastor.
I will not receive it.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. Everybody in here who's not totally healthy, all you on the now, baby, is a temporary delay.
Yeah. Right. Come on, Pastor.
This word, he sent his word to heal us.
Yes.
He sent his word that we're going to have help.
Yes.
We're going to have some health up in here.
Yes, we are. It's a revolution.
Yeah, a health revolution.
Yes, sir.
See, the body of Christ have not taught health. See, God always put me on these assignments.
Yeah.
That I don't run with the crowd.
Yeah, right.
And I make the crowd mad every time.
Yeah.
Now, what are you talking about? Teaching the people about health, teaching them about health, teaching them about thinking right. That ain't scripture.
Yeah.
Man, it's more scripture
that's
than.
Right, that's right.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on, Pastor.
Yes,
I'll tell you. Proverbs 23:7.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you. Let's throw this out the water.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
As a man thinketh in his soul, heart is soul, so is he.
Yeah.
It's what you're going to have.
Yeah. Right.
Train yourself.
Yes,
force yourself.
Yes.
The thing, health. Stop talking about mama, what mama and them had.
Yes.
Mama ain't you.
No.
I don't want this.
I don't want this.
Stop making friends with sicknesses.
Yeah.
No, I don't like you. Get on with me.
Yes, sir.
No, you're not welcome in my house. Get up out of here.
Yes,
just raise him to bed and tell him, Pan here. No, Pan, you can't stay here.
Yeah.
You got to find somebody ignorant. I'm going to find out.
Right.
I've been to the apostles' meeting.
Come on, Apostle.
I'm pioneering my health
yes, sir.
Through a lot of religious unbelief.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See, to do what we're doing, I had to become independent to the system.
Yeah.
And churches too.
Right. Yes, sir.
And preachers. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Had to become independent to them because they try to lock you down, you know.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to send for you no more.
Yeah.
Come telling my people about any help.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Yeah.
The undertaker don't like this.
Right. That's right.
I bet you undertaker ain't coming to these classes. He
no.
Oh, he won't be in these classes. Oh, no. It's a nightmare. No. Doctors don't like this.
No.
Hospitals don't like this.
No.
But I'm independent of all them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Verse 8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. One is loving kindness is you got a healthy body. For indeed do I trust.
Yeah.
Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. What? I lift up my
soul.
Come on, class. Are you getting this? I lift up my what?
Soul.
I lift up. Watch. Now watch you kill some religious demon right now. I lift up my thinking.
Yeah.
You say when God said in Isaiah 55, he's talking to wicked people.
Right.
People of God can have God thought.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Now I ask you a question. that's going to be the winning statement in here. Do you think God thanks sickness?
No, sir. Hell no.
Have God ever been sick?
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
And you created in who image?
God.
We act like we're creating a devil image.
Yeah.
We're creating in God image.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're thinking and you're talking.
Yeah.
Gonna have to line up with your help.
Yes, sir.
Husband and wife, y'all got to talk it.
Talk it.
Yes, say, honey, I see you healthy.
Yeah.
No medication.
No medication.
Yes,
No. I see you healthy, strong.
Yes.
Just like the Bible said.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for my helping mate.
Yes, sir.
We're a team. We sit down and talk to each other.
Yes, sir.
And I want husband and wife, y'all start touching each other more.
Yeah.
That got a healing effect.
Yes.
We don't. Sometimes we don't touch the sex.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna tell the whole truth, nothing but truth from heaven to God.
Yeah.
Hold that woman's hand sometime.
Yes, sir.
Put your hand on her shoulder, don't be ready to go to bed.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Cause they kind of duck a little bit because they know every time you touch them or something. You can't be like that. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that, man.
Yes, sir.
It's something about the touch.
Yes, sir.
It brings healing and health. It brings love. It brings compassion.
Yes, sir.
It cut the coldness.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost is right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Look at verse 10. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good.
Yeah.
Lead me into the land of uprightness.
Yeah.
I see help all over these verses.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake.
Yeah.
You got to get healthy for God's name's sake.
Yeah.
You know what he said in the 23rd? I lead you in the path of righteousness for what?
My
name's sake.
Yeah.
The same thing for your health.
Yeah.
Your health is not only for you, it's for God's name's sake.
Yeah.
We giving God a bad name.
Yeah.
Running around y'all shouting and falling out and not getting what is rightfully ours through the power of the cross, through the power of the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of the word, through the power of the kingdom that's on the inside of us. Listen to me. You have to be before you can do. And you have to do before you can have.
Yes, sir.
Your health is in your being.
Yes.
Give me some water. Give me some water. Somebody need to be running right now. Your health is in your being.
Yes.
Your being is healthy.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your doing is not your health. Your being is your health.
Yeah.
Then you have.
Right. Yes, sir.
I can be who I want to be.
Yeah.
I can do what I want to be.
Yeah.
I can have what I want to have.
Yeah.
Health.
Health.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Love.
Love.
Success.
Success.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Money.
Money.
Long life.
Long life.
Belong to me. You wrote that down? You wrote that down? You got to say that all the time. Health. Happiness. Love.
Love.
Success.
Success.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Money.
Money.
Long life.
Long life.
Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Huh? Quicken me, O Lord, verse 11, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. All sickness and disease mean that your soul in trouble.
Right.
Call somebody up and tell them we got a health conference going on. Come on now, we're locating it.
Yes, sir.
See, you... I was reminded this afternoon, sitting on the porch, thinking about this meeting, meditating this meeting. Just like God have taught us a little bit, and I got to teach you more about it, about the courts of heaven.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The second move is on the inside.
Yes,
and then on the outside.
Yes, sir.
See, when you're fighting sickness and disease from the outside, you wear the sickness and disease ill.
See,
you can't be outside where the problem is.
Right.
Because the problem is in charge. But if you go on the inside and set a cause for your health and come outside, the sickness has to leave.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
So what we've been trying to fight from the outside, we have to fight from the inside two places. What you're putting in your body and in the spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, we're trying to deal, we're dealing with symptoms. You're dealing with Satan territory.
Yeah.
Out there trying to fight it with medicine and all it.
Yeah.
And your appointment.
Yeah.
Set up some appointment with your mouth.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Get rid of that devilish appetite you got.
Yeah.
It's demons in it. Stop putting them demons in your mouth.
Yeah.
Sugar is a demon.
Yes.
It's certainly going to produce something.
Yes, sir.
White rice is a demon.
Yeah.
You go tell anybody I said it. Tell them I said it. Yeah, tell them I said it.
Come on.
You tell them people rice is a demon. Rice ain't no demon. I like rice.
Yeah.
I never could understand why most Christians are sick.
Come on,
Pastor. I know Jesus better than that.
Yeah.
But we're working it wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Men keep you in healing line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Call it, is there a glory line?
Yeah.
Come on. Lay a hand on your fallout. I got power.
Yeah.
And get up and you're in the next line.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Between the first setting and the second setting, you can get 19 Big Mac.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle. It's true.
Why drive a Cadillac and don't wash it?
Yeah.
Wow. Speak, sir.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Herbs and fruit wash you on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
You're clean through the Lord's plan.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
You're polluted through man's plan.
Yeah.
It's all about business.
Yes, sir.
I had a man way up in the medical field. He says, all about business.
Yeah.
He was the man taking care of all the books. He says, all about it. It come to his office. Yeah. It's all about business. Never go to a hospital by yourself.
Come on, Pastor.
Bring two people with a pad with you.
Yeah.
What that is?
Right.
Jesse, they wanted to put Jesse Daddy on a, Jesse was in there, Jesse helped cook for me now, and my son-in-law, and they wanted to put his daddy on a, what you call that machine for your kidney?
Dialysis
machine. Jesse said, no, you don't. What happened, he's mistakenly, drank some antifreeze because he thought it was something else. And Jesse said, I knew what antifreeze was. I've been making antifreeze.
Yeah.
He got antifreeze in cookies and cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did ice cream.
Yeah.
That's all that is, antifreeze. Got to have it in there to keep you from freezing up. No, I'm just kidding. All right, verse 12. He told him, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Don't put him on that. They didn't put him on it.
Yeah.
Once they find out, somebody got some sense.
Yeah.
Now, not all doctors bad.
Yeah.
You see, not all nurses bad. But who know who?
Right.
And of the mercy, and of thy mercy, cut all mine enemies and destroy them, look, that what?
Afflict my soul.
For I'm thy servant.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be well.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back now for a few minutes. We read 3 John, right?
Yes.
Claiming your divine right to be healthy. You have to claim. You have to lay hold on it. Now remember I said your health is already in you, right? It's on the inside. You have to unfold it. So that's why I take a little time. You are, what we're doing now in this session, we're unfolding our health. See? We're unfolding it first in our soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See? One of the major problems, I'm trying to hear. One of the major problems is we have had contaminated thinking.
Yes.
The system have contaminated our appetite, contaminated our mind.
Right.
We've been so downcast that we can't think for ourselves, what we want to eat. We're eating by flavor and feeling. In the final analysis, you're going to be sick and you're going to be broken down if you don't correct some things.
Yes.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yes.
Birthdays in different places, you just don't make it a habit.
Right.
Yes.
You could eat a little piece of cake and it don't kill you.
Right.
But not every day.
Right.
Twinkie, 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 a little style. You can't be doing that mess, man. Puff, 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 huh? All right, Romans 12:2. Proverbs 23:7 and Philippians 4:8. Think constructively about your health. Be not conformed to the world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove with that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is health. You know, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yes,
and he told us what to think in Philippians 4:8. Put that up there, Philippians 4:8.
Come on.
Finally, brethren,
yes,
whatsoever things are true, health is true.
Yeah.
Whatsoever things are honest, health is honest. Whatsoever things are just, health is justified. Whatsoever things are pure, health is pure. Whatsoever things love is sure, love to be healthy.
Yes,
whatever things of good report, it shows a good report.
Yes,
there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what he said?
Think on these things. Oh, yes, sir.
That's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
The church want to be spiritual and don't want to think. And the Bible constantly talk about thinking.
Yeah, right.
That was three thinking scriptures right there.
Yes, it is.
And then God will give you what to think.
Yes,
he will.
So two of the biggest problems we got, three, because we believe we got three big problems. Food, our thinking, and our talking.
Yeah.
You get rid of them three problems, you'll be healthy. When you wake up in the morning.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have the manifestation to be healthy.
Right, right,
come on, Pastor.
Right.
When you got the concept, it's over.
Right.
Because nothing can keep your health from coming. Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
So think constructively. Now, if I say think constructively, there's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
We think destructively.
Yeah.
Eat constructively.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
As the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
eat destructively.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm going to try some kind of way my wife, my wife and I, we love to help people.
Right.
And, you know, some kind of way I got to get some menus for y'all. So y'all, man, it's got some delicious, raw plates you can make.
Yeah.
See, when we say raw, when we say, and then if you're dealing with something real bad, you need to eat raw 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
Because that cooked food sometimes, slow the system down.
Yeah.
But you see, when you say eat raw, you almost see yourself eating a rotten tomato. You know what I'm saying? that don't mean that. That don't mean that. I have a professional chef coming in about 2 weeks from now to train Joanne and Jesse. My wife and I read. I told you I got 5 or 6 libraries. We read. She said, look what I found. I said, look what I found.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We read now. You don't have to be old.
Yeah.
That boy, that's some stuff. I'm going to teach it to you before the old with.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't have to be old. Yeah. I got to get you well first, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't get well, you ain't gonna be old, you know.
Come on, Pastor.
Roman 8:37. Roman 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. All sickness and diseases, if you know how your makeup is,
yes,
you're more than a conqueror over.
Yes. Yes, sir.
They've been conquering us, but we're going to conquer them now.
Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you the statement, go with that. Remember, Jesus has conquered all sickness and disease and made you more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Say that. Remember,
remember.
Jesus has conquered all sickness and disease.
Yes.
And made me,
and made me
more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6:19 again, please. 1 Corinthians 6:19. I want to read the 19 and the 20th verse. Mm-hmm. What? You sick? What? What have you done with my body?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
You don't know?
Come on,
Pastor. You don't know what your body was designed to be?
Come on. All right.
Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Well, yet. What you have of God, your body. What you have of God,
yeah.
God give me my body. And you're not your own to eat this crazy stuff that this world has brought to destroy my body.
Yeah.
Then you come praying to me about it.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
And I can't really answer you because you're in disobedience.
Yeah.
Give me the 20th verse. For you're bought with a price. So what I supposed to do with this body? Glorify God. Do you think sickness and disease glorify God?
No.
No, every time God heals somebody, he got the glory.
Yes, sir.
He said that blind man, for my glory.
Yes, sir.
It ain't the opposite. And in your spirit, what's your God? My spirit is glorifying him, but my body is not, because I don't know how to cooperate with my soul.
Yeah.
Are y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
Let me make a statement. See, I think I got it right. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Is that the right one or 2 Corinthians 3? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Yeah. Know you not that you are the temple of God. And that the Spirit of God, the what is in you.
Yes.
Now that brings me to Romans 8:11.
Yes.
I heard that just now, Romans 8. Turn to Romans 8:11 now, based on that verse. Watch, Romans 8, watch what happened in the Holy Ghost. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, he that raised up Christ from the dead, he can deal with some dead cells, shall also, make alive your what? Mortal bodies. By his spirit that dwells in you. That's health and healing right there.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will bring you health.
Yes, right. Hallelujah.
So, if the world and the enemy couldn't stop Jesus from raising from the dead, it can't stop you from being healthy. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
So be it. Amen means so be it. So on the basis, oh my, I've been out. On the basis of those three verses, your body is not common because Jesus live in you. All right, give me these two and then I'm gonna close. Because I'll pick up the next time. Because you need to have family time. So go be stranded off. Stay with your family.
Yes, sir.
Acts 10:38.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 13:14.
Yes.
Come on, God. This one and one more. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now the thing that just come to my understanding about this verse is I have the same thing.
Right.
How God anointed Ron with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Why? Say God with me.
God
His name is Emmanuel.
Right.
Yes. I'm not by myself.
All right,
look at 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and what else? Communion of the Holy Ghost. See, you got to have communion with the Holy Ghost. And then the last one I want to give you tonight is what? No, let me get at one with those two voices. Always stay in communion with the Holy Ghost about your health. Can I get an amen over here?
Amen.
Yeah, always stay in communion with the Holy Ghost about your health. He knows.
Right.
He knows what to put in your soul.
Amen.
He knows what to put in your thinking.
Yes,
yeah. Now, there's a few people you're going to have to walk away with because they love to talk about their sickness. See, they lack sympathy. Oh, God, do I have to say this? And they love them little checks they're getting.
Yeah.
Well, man, if I get healthy, they're going to cut my check.
Come on.
Take the damn check. What? You out your mind? You out your mind?
Yeah.
Man, you must be out your mind. No, man.
Come on,
God gonna give you some money.
Yeah.
Yes, you be sick all your life.
Yes, sir.
What?
Come on,
take it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You want to talk? See? See, sometimes we let them force us to go the other way.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
Because the insurance company is in cahoot with the medical company.
Yes, sir.
We're not paying for that. Now, if you do it, go that way, we're not paying for that.
I know.
That's right.
They did it.
That's why God wants to give you prosperity,
yeah.
Financial prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Yes,
sir. All right, last one. It's actually Acts 3:16. I'm not going to get into it. It's when that lame man got healed. But the thought here is being. See, you be before you can do. And you be before you can have, all right? Being a commander of health all the days of your life in Jesus' name. I command my body to be healthy. I thank health. I talk health.
I
eat health.
I sleep
health.
I
rise up with health.
I
walk health.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can stop you. Lift your hand. Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you that these words are going down into our soul. We lift our souls up to you. Our spirit is already ready. So each person under the sound of my voice, just very nice here in the auditorium and around the world, tonight, the revelation, they will give it good reception. They will respond properly, and they will receive great results. I command every sickness, every disease to bow at the name of Jesus and crawl out of every person's life. Scoot out of every person's life. As you charge our minds with truth. As we let inner healing come on the outside. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We know you bought us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We know you abide in us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We know you're well able. Woo! We thank you. You have no respect of any evil force because you know they're all defeated. We just don't know how to surrender and how to let you work through us. My goodness. My goodness. I'm hearing this now. This may look like it's on a casino, Moshe County, like it's off the wall, but everybody else's mind made up, so the Lord said, heal thyself. You're the only one can stop your health. Nobody else can. They can't curse you, can't put nothing on you. Nobody can stop you. You're the only one can stop it. The Lord said, I'm teaching you how to cooperate with what you already have. We receive it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. Get your envelope so you see.